Good Saturday morning to you, Ted Farrell.
Good morning, Denny. I guess that there's a new intro, and we're all a little taken aback as far as our steps and procedures, I guess.
Yeah, nice holiday surprise from the Odyssey Company. Thank you very much. I know we're going to get into some various things that you have on your agenda, Ted, but I'm looking at a text I'd like to read. It comes from a friend of ours who's traveled with us, Nancy, wishing us a Merry Christmas. She said, please tell Ted that I have had Haskell's deliver the 6 for 60 wine selections to a variety of friends for Christmas gifts. So easy and fun, and what a surprise. They're all thrilled to try all these different wines. In fact, she said your selection last week was a real winner. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Nancy, ever since one of those good neighbor trips, has been such a strong supporter and booster of Haskell's. It's always wonderful on those social media outlets, the different things where if we promote something or do that, she has been one of our greatest cheerleaders. And so thank you, Nancy. It rippled through the company that she pulled your name and my name the other day, saying, I need some deliveries done. And everybody, you don't have to pull that kind of rank, throw Denny's name around to get a delivery done by a Haskell's employee. So,
but Nancy, thanks, Nancy, for that. But she is right. I mean, that's such a good deal anyway, and some great selections that you always bring to our attention. What's on the agenda today, Ted?
Well, that's a nice segue into it, because we're going to talk about some of the packages and gifts that we have brewed up for everybody to make their holiday shopping so much easier. You know, there's so many different things you can do as far as, you know, purchasing wine. And one of the greatest things my father always said years and years ago is to select a bottle of wine, whatever it might be that your friend or your companion really likes, but then figure out a little something to do with that as far as if it's a Chianti, give them a little recipe for, you know, a family lasagna or things like that, just to make it a little bit more special. Something so simple as writing out a little recipe and attaching it to the bottle with a little bow on there. It's so simple, but it's so personal. It makes it wonderful. And my father was a master at developing gifts. You know, for years, he would put together a solid case of wine that was his favorites that he had tried over the course of the year and thought they were kind of something special. And he would box those up, and it'd be about 10 or 12 boxes that we would send around to all the different friends of his and pals around town. And in there, he included the letter of a little bit of description and why he selected those and all that. And it was a very nice gesture on his part to send those out. But the funny thing is, it evolved into something that's unique in the old entity, where all of a sudden a few of his friends called up and said, hey, I received that case. That's really neat. Can I send that to two or three friends of myself? Well, we're all scratching our heads. The list was on his desk. We didn't know what was going on. So we had to scramble up there, find out what he did. So now what we've done, a little bit in his memory, is we have the Jack Farrell's case for Christmas. And it is 12 different wines that we've put together from all throughout the world. You know, the price a little bit more than our 6 for 60. It's $200, but there's a lot more value. There's a lot more range, and obviously a lot more bottles in this particular package to come in and grab, pick it up. It's wonderful. It has a little bit of everything. Of course, I would be I would blush if I didn't put in our own Casa Forelli Prosecco, and Prosecco is such a great category. People love it, but, you know, during the holidays, it's always good to have a little bit of bubbles around to start it up, or, you know, you don't have to do it now, later on. But the Forelli Prosecco is a wonderful bottle of wine that's in there. Again, it goes it's the Frizzante style, so you'll notice it doesn't have as many bubbles as champagne, but it's a nice, softer wine. There's other wines in there that are so terrific. We have a couple Bordeaux. One is the Lubalac Blanc. This is kind of fun because it's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. Oftentimes, white Bordeaux have a little bit of a blending grape called Semillon in it, but this one in particular, it's so light. It's so crisp. It's so easy. It's a wonderful wine. Obviously, be terrific in the summertime. But even right now, you know, a little tradition of the Farrell family is to have some oyster stew on Christmas Eve. And that matched with that little Lumalot is just a match made in heaven. Wonderful, great wine. But there's also some other ones. We have a California cab called Raptor and Crimson, which is a fun Paso Cabernet. Very full, very big. But, you know, and again, that's a kind of classic California, big, full-bodied, rich wine. But then with now, Denny, I'd be remiss if we did not include a Malbec in there for you. And this one is the Flechas de los Andes Malbec.
Oh, now, that's a great one.
The Rothschild family left Bordeaux or went and invested down in Mendoza. And it's a very full flavored wine. I mean, this one, every time I've had this, I swear, my goodness, it turns your tongue purple because it's so rich and it's so full. It's a big one. And that's where, yes, you know, if you're doing some big red meats, that is your guy. And the Flechas de los Andes literally translates as the arrows of the Andes. The arrows are the symbol of the Rothschild family, where years and years ago, one Rothschild sent his five children out to the major European capitals, like, you know, arrows off the bow, to go start up banks in London and in Paris and also Berlin and Rome. And I believe Geneva was the other one around there and established banking. And they've been a stronghold financial powerhouse for forever. But all their properties, they put that little symbol of the five arrows on there. You'll see that on that. But it is a rich, full-flavored Malbec. I mean, really, really delicious. And then we also threw in a little Côte de Rhône. And it's a Delis Esprit Côte de Rhône. And this, one of the Côte de Rhônes became one of my father's favorite wines to have on a daily basis, as far as just, they're so easy, they're so simple, and more importantly, they're very affordable. Most of them are under $20 a bottle. I had a customer come in just the other day and pick up three or four Côte de Rhônes. It was a different producer, not the Delis Esprit. She couldn't believe the quality and for the price, because I think the ones she picked up were about $12. But, you know, she just couldn't believe the quality that was there and how rich and full it was. And she just, you know, snapped it all up. And this one in particular, my father loved to kind of come home after a long day at work, open a little bit of that, kind of help my mother prepare a little dinner and sit down and just kind of, you know, wax nostalgic about the day and just truly enjoy it, because it's so simple, but it's rich and it's flavorful. It's a blend of Grenache, a little Syrah, a little Mauvais. So it's kind of a kitchen sink blend from the south of France, but it's fun, fun wine. There's many other wines in that package, Denny. I mean, there's really a lot to choose from to do that. So it's a nice way to do it. We also have several other packages that are kind of fun to do. We have just, we call it the hostess gift, and that's the little, it's a white wine from down in New Zealand, and then a little red wine, a little California blend. And that's for $24, but it's so simple. If you're just kind of out and about, you don't know what to do, maybe you're going to a dinner party, you bring a little hostess gift like that. You know, we've always preached, when you're going to a dinner party, don't bring a wine that's going to kind of, that you want to serve for that person that meal. They've probably taken all those wines and, you know, made their wine selection. But this is a nice little 1-2 punch of a white and a red. Just terrific. We also have a little dinner party one that has a little Cremant de Bourgogne, which is a sparkling wine from Burgundy, a little red Burgundy, and then a little Chardonnay from California. So, you know, you can get the 1-2 punch. The best one is, and this is kind of my favorite, and we have an old wag salesman that just kind of knew how to coin things just right. We have this little plastic candy cane that has four airplane bottles of liquor in it. It's only about $10, but he looked at it and shrugged his shoulders. He goes, "It's a perfect brother-in-law gift." We all kind of looked at it. He goes, "It's under $20. You got your brother-in-law taken care of. Big deal, and he'll probably drink them all before they're done." So it's kind of this brother-in-law, but there's so many items to choose from as far as a lot of these pre-packaged gifts. But the great one and the fun one is my father's little case that you can pick up. And again, inside there's descriptions of all the wines. They come from all around the world, but there's all kinds of other gifts. We have a few other little accessory type things. One thing is called a chirpy top. It's kind of a fun little pourer that you put on top of the bottle. You slide it in there, and when you pour, the pourer itself is shaped a little bit like a bird, where there's a symbol of a bird. So when you pour your wine out, it starts chirping a little bit or gurgling, which is kind of a clever little deal. We also have this one particular cocktail shaker that's my favorite cocktail shaker that I have in my house, and it's the Host cocktail shaker that has about 5-6 different attachments to it. That it's just brilliant. On the bottom of it, there is a bottle opener. So when you're ready to, you know, go out to the barbecue, you have a bottle opener built into the bottom of the actual shaker. And it has its usual measurements and all that type of thing. But But the rubber flange that gets placed on top of it, it's kind of twofold. One, it acts as the sieve. So when you shake up all your cocktail, you can pour it out. It keeps the ice in there. But you can also flip it around, and there's a juicer on there. So if you're into those kind of really fun cocktails, you flip that over. You can juice your lemon, your lime, your orange juice, whatever you want, straight in there, less best, so easy. Flip it over, put in your alcohol, and then straight it out. Then lastly, on the very, very top is the little cap. But the cap also acts as kind of a shot glass and a regulator to figure out what you might want in there. So there's all kinds of fun gifts. But again, you know, again, a little tribute to the fun by the old man. He was accidental genius as far as putting that case together and finding out it was a terrific SKU for our holiday sales.
Oh, yeah, I remember that as well. I'm looking at a text head that may be tongue-in-cheek, maybe not. What kind of wine goes best with lutefisk? I move the lutefisk over and just give me the bottle of wine, please. But that's
I say drink as much aquavit and hopefully you spill the lutefisk.
Of course, I shouldn't laugh. As a kid in the Italian side of the family on Christmas Eve before midnight mass, they would be eating baccalà and lupini beans, which I thought, oh, this is terrible stuff. The Irish side, we didn't do that. Ted, there's another.
My mother's side of the family, we did have lutefisk, and that scared me away from fish for about 10 years. That maybe even scared me away from my Norwegian heritage for that long as well.
Another one, and then we have to let you go here. We're serving duck on Christmas Eve. Does Ted have a wine recommendation?
Well, depending on how you prepare that duck, I would probably go with a lovely red Burgundy, maybe something with a little bit of heft, like a Gevrey Chambertin. But it also depends. Is it a wild duck, something that somebody shot, a mallard or a canvasback, or is it a Muscovy duck, like straight from the store? The Muscovy is a little bit lighter in flavor compared to a wild duck. And if you're doing a wild duck, maybe even go up another notch to a Rhone white, a little bit fuller, bigger flavored kind of wine. But if it's like a domesticated guy, I would say do a lovely Pinot Noir from Burgundy, because it would, make a match made in heaven. But if you're, some of that will vary too on what kind of spices and things like that you'll put on that roasted duck.
A lot of variables. Ted, tell the folks all about Haskell's, where you can find all of your great ideas.
You are correct, Denny. And, you can swing into any Haskell's right now, pick up any of these last-minute gifts. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure everything's easy peasy and Christmas easy. And with that, we're going to have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis for lots of free parking. On the weekends, we have a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Bridgedale Shopping Center. Haskell's in St. Paul right on Ford Parkway. We have a Haskell's down in Lomans Plaza in Bloomington. A Haskell's right in downtown Excelsior. Also, White Bear Lake, Stillwater. If you're headed down south, right off of 35, we have a Haskell's in Faribault. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth. And then also the Haskell's Supercellar up in Maple Grove, a site to be seen. 20,000 square foot of gift-giving ideas. And if you can't hit up any of that, please stop by Haskell's.com 24/7. We'll take care of you. We can even deliver it for you, just like we did for Nancy.
Absolutely. Very easy. Easy peasy, like you said. Ted, I want to wish you personally, you and your family, and your mom, Kathy, a very, very Merry Christmas. All the good folks at Haskell's as well.
Well, thank you, Denny. We'd like all the listeners to have a safe and wonderful holiday as well.
Very good. Let's do this week or the Saturday after Christmas.
I look forward to it, my man.
Thank you so much, Ted. Merry Christmas. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.